Artie Adamans.
Hey Adrian, how's it going?
Good, Susan. How are you doing?
It's getting pretty wild around here.
Oh, yeah. People have short fuses, so.
Well, oh no, I just mean we're like super busy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Busy in a good way.
No,
yeah.
That's good.
No.
What's going on?
Yes.
Did you see
well,
my
what do you
email?
Have for?
Go ahead.
Oh, I like blasted through it, and I have to get back to it because I'm like, oh my gosh. So you saw that they like that size.
They like the spread of the 221, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, but we need something less expensive because they don't have that kind of budget for the 221.
Well, how much, like, what's their budget, though?
And
where can they adjust?
Okay, where can they adjust?
Because the 221 was an HSI-2 for $15,249. HSI-2, $15, and that one?
Yeah, if we can get down to, like, in the 11s.
Ah, they're going to have to go down in size. Can they go to
really?
A 2-carat? Oh, God, yeah. Not in, how much? 11?
Yeah.
Like,
If they go to a 2-carat, I think they'd be okay with it, but the main thing is they have to have an excellent cut.
But,
so we were hoping
fancy,
maybe a G.
So, but fancy shapes don't have an excellent cut grade. Fancy shapes don't get cut grades.
Oh, that's true.
Are you talking about polish and symmetry to be X?
Yeah, polish and symmetry, yeah.
Okay, yeah, then that's doable. Like,
yeah.
I have a 202 HSI-2,
okay.
Which is 11918. So the one
okay.
that they like had a spread, the length was 1035 for the 221.
Yes.
This
mm-hmm.
one is 1023, so you're a quarter of a millimeter difference.
Okay.
It's still within the preferred range, 142 to 1, no fluorescence.
Okay.
And it's a very nice SI2, very, very nice, very strict. Should have been closer to an SI1, honestly.
Okay, so it's an HSI2.
Yeah.
It's 1023, and what's by what?
711.
Okay, so it's just a little bit different.
Literally, you're 1035 minus 1013. You're literally 0.22 hundredths of a millimeter difference.
Okay. I think, and that's a 2 carat even?
202.
Yeah.
Like, if they were to look at this next to the other one, they would pick this one over the other one because of the price. Like, it's a $4,000 difference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise,
so that's,
go ahead.
Yeah, they loved it, but it was just too high priced. Now, they're coming in next Saturday. Is it too early to request it?
No, huh? The way that FedEx has been going lately, no.
I know. It's just crazy.
We have packages that are still delayed from Wednesday that haven't gotten delivered.
I know, and we get notices that just says FedEx has your shipment. Like, and so it's not like
it's not moving.
It's not.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we could get that one, and that's for our customer named Matt, I think that'll do it for him.
Okay. Okay. I'll get that out for you.
All right.
And then I'm trying to think. We're doing free Saturday. Do you want it for Saturday? Otherwise, I would have to ship it today for Monday.
What's your thought about the maybe having it delivered Saturday rather than sitting in the facility, right? Because then that's when theft occurs.
Right,
you know,
yeah, they're supposed to get that. Yeah,
Yeah, if you can do that, that'd be awesome. And then I do have one more question for you.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have lab-grown tennis bracelets?
I do. However, anything that is 5-carat lab-grown tennis bracelet and below is invoice only, no returns, because we are selling them like candy.
Really? Well, can you give me some info? We had a couple customers interested, and we can't find them. A lot of them just – so I
yeah, because people are selling them on an invoice. I mean, what carat weight?
Let me grab the paperwork. I gave it – I passed it off to Lydia because I was having trouble finding them.
That's weird. I'm surprised. But you know what? At this time of year, people are like, well, like they're literally going. Like I said, anything that's 5-carat lab tennis bracelet and below is invoice only, no returns. With us, anything that's 2-carat total weight studs and below in lab is invoice only.
I found some lab cream. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, so we need a 1.5 and a 1.5 or 2-carat lab grown if you have them that small.
No.
We need a lot.
I don't have
no,
any.
No, you don't have them that small.
I have 2 carats, but they're, one is a 7.25 in yellow, and the other one is a rose gold.
And you have a rose gold. We
a rose gold and a yellow.
They're both yellow?
Rose and yellow. I don't have white. Yes. They're sold out.
Okay. So just yellow and rose gold. Yeah. Here. Adrian, you're Adrian. Let me talk to you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm talking to you now. Is that okay?
No, you're good. You're good. Nothing under a 2-carat in lab tennis, and the only ones I have, because anything 5-carat total weight in lab and below for lab tennis bracelet is invoice only, no returns, because we're selling them like candy. I only have 1 2-carat, and that one is yellow gold U-prong, and it's 7.25 for the inches, or I have 1 rose.
What do you have that's in white gold?
Smallest is a 3-carat. I have 1.
And that 3-carat, how much is that?
So it's going to be $1,300. It's 14-carat white, U-prong, 7-inch, DEVF.
What do you have that's larger than that? In white gold.
In white, that's here right now. I have a 5. That one
okay.
Is 14,
how much does that go?
$1,450. And then from there, oh my gosh, what's the next one? The next one in white would be a 10.
How much is that?
$2,800. Mhm. And then from there I go up.
Okay. So 2,800 white gold, that's a 10 carat. How big is that one, Adrian, like millimeter size?
Let's see, there's 45 stones, so 10 divided by 45. So each stone's going to be 0.22. So what is that, like a quarter? That's not a quarter, is it? Yeah, that's a quarter, right?
Yeah, quarter.
Millimeter? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it's 2,800 on white gold, 10 carat. And that one, are we able to send back if they don't like it?
Correct. Because it's 10 carat.
Okay, can I look at that one?
Yep, it is white. So we have two different ones. We have like the traditional 4-prong where the gold's a little bit heavier to get a break on the price because white gold and gold is so damn expensive. We found somebody who will do it in like a lighter mounting, so that's why this one is so much less money. But I can memo you the 10 carat. That's not a problem.
Okay. That's perfect. Yep. Customer's name is Ryan.
Ryan, got it.
And then for like 1.5 to 2 carat, you don't have, those are not memetized by now, right?
Correct. And okay. I only have yellow or rose. That's it.
Okay, so that doesn't work then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my other question is, do you have any lab-grown diamond studs, bezel set?
No bezel. All prong.
Okay.
Somebody awesome. Asked me that, someone from your store called and asked me that yesterday, or the other day.
Maybe Jackie.
Yeah, you're right. It was Jackie. I had nothing in bezel, only a basket or prong.
Okay. I think that's it then.
Okay, and you quoted the customer on the emerald, right? That we emailed back.
I'm playing with it. I'm playing with it right now. So
okay.
Stay tuned. I had to price out the whole thing and give him a price for the whole mounting. So
is he looking to do this for Christmas?
No.
Oh, thank God, because I'm like, holy moly, goods are going out so stinking fast. It's crazy, like fast.
That's awesome.
Hey. That fast, yeah. So. Very good. All right. I'm here until 7. We're shipping free for tomorrow, Kristen. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one other question.
Yep.
Do you do lab-grown cushions?
I can get them.
5 carat.
5 carat, square or rectangular?
Rectangle, rounded corners. 5.3, face up like a 6, something like that.
5. I can get. How soon do you need that?
Well, they're going to do it for next year probably, but we have stones in now that we want to kind of get them rock
okay.
and rolling with that.
Let me check
but
my New York office.
Okay,
yep.
No
cool.
rush on that one. The biggest thing is the bracelets.
Okay, all right, yep, so I'll get the 10-carat lab and then the other one for the 202 or the 2-carat oval from that customer, Matt, so... I'll have those
okay.
two for...
Was it 2 carat oval, or was it like a 2.21 or something like that?
It actually measures 0.22 less than the 2.21 he saw.
Okay.
So this one...
Can you send like 2 options? So they're from Pittsburgh, so I want to make sure that I have good stones to show them at one sitting and not messing around.
Yeah, up and down. Yeah, because he came in and looked at the last one. So she said...
The mom came in. The mom came in and they looked on FaceTime with me.
Oh, got it. Okay. The only other one that would be close, because you want to stay around 11 cost?
Yeah, I think so. But so they're doing the yellow gold setting, so I could play around with the color a little bit because it's going to be the most important thing.
The problem is the money. Not unless you can... Nope, you don't want that one. I mean, I have a 201 FI1 GIA. It's a decent I1, and it's XX, 142 to 1. It measures 1003 by 704, and that one is 8191. It'd be a lower jump down for the quality against the H.
How's it? It faces up nice?
For the I1? Yeah, white inclusion. I mean, it's like grayish white inclusion, so it's like peppered. So it's not like one big black bouquet. It's slightly peppered. So if you show it under a microscope, you're going to see it, but at an arm's length, you'll be fine. But I think it will help. It will probably help sell the H, to be honest.
Because the H is a little bit more money?
Yeah. The H is 11. How much is the H? The H, SI2, it's a 202 for 11,918. So the FI1 would be, what, 3 grand, 2 grand less? Yeah, like 2,800 less.
Okay, I don't know if I need it, though. I mean, I can work down 11. So don't send the 2 carat. They don't want smaller stones.
Okay.
I'd be wasting my time and your time.
The F or the 202?
Don't send the I-1.
Okay, I won't send the I-1. I'll just send the H that is 0.22 millimeter different from the 221.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and I'll get them to you for tomorrow because FedEx has been fucking up all of our shipments. We still have shipments.
UPS has been messing up here, so.
Oh, no, it's not just, it's everywhere. It took, like, one customer, like, a week and a half to send UPS from Ohio to me.
I was like, what the
flip? Our packages were held for a week and a half.
Holy shit. Thank God I'm getting your packages overnight. Like the package that you guys just sent back, I got that the next day.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I got that. So, all right, Kristen. And I'll be here tomorrow, 10 to 5, so I will see you.
I'll be here from 8 to 4 tomorrow, so maybe 8 to 5, but hey, it's all good.
Well, you never freaking stop working, so I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Adrian, I have no choice, Adrian. If I could, I would, but I have no choice. So.
Oh, my God. Well, you're good at what you do, and that's why you're so popular. So.
Oh, God bless you.
All right. Well, have fun. Put a big smile on your face. At least your dog, you can have a dog there. I wish we could have a dog
I
here.
Know. She's lying on the floor. I have to send you a picture of her.
Oh, my gosh. She's so cute because I see her in your videos sometimes when you guys do your videos of what you guys are going to do or whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God, how freaking cute.
I'll send you a picture right now.
Okay.
She's a ham. Okay, awesome. I'll talk to you later. If you need anything, let me know.
Okay, you got it. Thanks, Kristen. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.